Fisher's Formula 3 British Championship and FIA European Formula 3 Championship press conference after race 1 here at the 71st edition of the Toro Grand Prix. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome on stage tonight winner Raffaele Marciano from Italy, driving for the Prema Power Team. Second place overall, Giada Mangiafa, racing for Cullen. Third place for Alex Lynn on behalf of Fortec. Then the third place driver in the British standings, Jack Harvey, also on behalf of Cullen. And the winner of the national class, Richard Goddard, on behalf of G-Sport. To start off with the winner, Raffaele Marciano, and also the winning team boss, René Rosin. Congratulations on a very fine performance. Raffaele, it's your debut in Toro. You were fastest in qualifying. You were on pole for this race and for tomorrow's main race, and now victory in the first race. Talk us through your race.
Yeah, it's fantastic because yesterday I crashed, so I was a little scary. I made pole position, and in the race everything was perfect, and that was perfect, and that was it.
You had a very healthy lead, and then there was a collision between Giuccarea and Wehrlein, which brought the safety car out, and then you had to start all over again, but you were blindingly quick after that as well.
Yeah, the car was everything faster, and then I had a little problem with the tires, but nothing important, and I managed the car and the race.
Okay, thank you very much. Come back to you later. Giada Mangiafa, second place in this race and also took over the lead in the driver standings of the British Championship. You were pretty close after the restart. You were really quick there.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't really have a good start, dropped up to fourth, and then had a instantaneous locking, so I lost a bit of time there. But I saw the yellow flag, so I was quite shocked, and the only two cars that I saw was the two that crashed, and then I just focused as much as I can on the restart, but I didn't have enough space to have that chance, but Marciano did really well, and he deserved the win.
Did you also have your position in the British Championship in mind?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, it's a race at a time, obviously, and I'm still learning day by day, but good job by the team, and as well as all my teammates working as a team, so it's been a good weekend.
Third place for Alex Lynn. What about your race over there?
I'm pretty surprised to be here considering I started fifth. Made a good start. Had to defend against Felix Rosenquist into the first corner. But I thought I did that quite well, and the race was going pretty smoothly. No big dramas until the Wehrlein and Giuccarea accident. I was quite lucky because I stalled into the hairpin as well, and it wouldn't fire up initially. Then I had to reset everything, and it fired up a second time, which was, you know, a real godsend. I couldn't believe it. But it was a good race, and it was pretty close between me and Felix. But it's so hard to overtake that. It was good to finish third, and I'm really happy to get on the podium in such a prestigious race like this.
Thank you very much. And to round out to British podium, Jack Harvey in fifth place overall. What about your race?
Yeah, I think the race wasn't bad. Lost the position to Felix off the line, but I didn't feel like I had a really bad start. He did a good one, so he deserved to be in front of me. I was sort of just on the back of Felix, who was on the back of Alex for a lot of the race, and then the safety flags came out, and at the time I was sort of defending from Carlos Sainz Jr. at the time, and coming into the head and everybody stopped. So quickly, it was difficult to stop at their pace as well. So after that, I think I had a slightly broken front wing just because of how quickly everybody stopped. It's a first gear corner anyway, but at the speed everybody stopped, it was just really difficult to slow down in time. So to finish third with a broken front wing and a bent track rod actually wasn't bad. So pretty happy, and see what tomorrow brings.
Thank you very much. And last but not least, the winner of the national class, Richard Goddard. What about your experience here on the streets of Paris?
Had a pretty good start. Made up two places thanks to someone else starting. Tough race, really demanding circuit, and thankfully for the safety car, caught up to the rest of the pack and nearly caught up to Jeff Urane, and sort of stuck with him for the whole race.